I'm good. How are you?
Good. Natalie Astor joins us, and she is involved with a movie that has left an impact on me. It's called Relentless, The Struggle for Peace in the Middle East. And there are the things that you find out in this film that you don't see in the mainstream press at all. And I'm wondering, first of all, why is that?
Well, as you know, what's happening in Israel can rapidly affect us in the United States. And I think that millions of Americans are concerned about that struggle for peace in the Middle East, but equally millions of Americans are challenged by a lack of clarity and a lack of balanced facts available in the traditional news agencies because of time constraints or bias. A lack of context often exists in the news reports that we Americans get. And Relentless, the movie, seeks to ameliorate that. Relentless, the movie, provides Americans of all backgrounds and persuasions with the balanced and honest facts needed to understand and contextualize the struggle in the Middle East.
Well, you know, if you look at the European press, almost 70% of Europeans believe that the Palestinians, are the good guys here, and Israel's the bad guy. And Americans, that is starting to change and become very similar numbers, although right now more people support Israel than the Palestinians. The thing I have, and I've talked about this with folks from the Palestinian side and the Israeli side, I don't think the Palestinians have done anything wrong. I think it's the Palestinian leadership that is the problem. And what they've done, and it's illustrated quite graphically in Relentless, is while Israel is preaching peace and trying to get along with the Palestinians to their children, on the other hand, the Palestinians are preaching hatred of the Jews in Israel, and it seems to me like there is no way to have peace with that kind of situation ensuing.
You make an excellent point. I think that the root of today, the current conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, is a question of responsible leadership. The film delves into the Oslo Peace Accords signed in 1993 and what the leadership on the Israeli and Palestinian sides promised during those peace accords, and really, really investigates how each side lived up to those promises. And what we see is exactly what you said, that the Palestinian leadership acted irresponsibly, not only in working with Israel or holding up the peace accords, but they were irresponsible in relation to their own people by not representing them responsibly and by educating the children towards a culture of hatred, towards a culture that says that terrorism is a legitimate tool for violence. So I think you make an excellent point about leadership here.
And Arafat really was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize that year for the Oslo Peace Accords. And the Palestinians had agreed to acknowledge Israel's right to exist, to end PLO terrorist activities, to change their charter to remove the language calling for the destruction of Israel, to confiscate weapons from the terrorists, to use negotiations and not violence to educate their children about peace, to protect Jewish holy sites located on land turned over by Israel. Every one of those things was not done. In fact, some of them quite graphically. I think one of the most interesting things that I found out from the film was the fact that before the Oslo Peace Agreement, like the 15 years before, there was less the death of Israelis from Palestinians than the 5 years following it.
Right. It's an excellent point. And what we try to do in Relentless, the movie, is feed never-seen-before footage of the Middle East. I mean, footage that you're not seeing on your nightly newscast. And this footage really shows what's going on in textbooks and what's going on television, all of which is completely controlled by the Palestinian Authority. And it is really important to get that footage out there so that Americans can see that what was promised is not what's being fed back or educated to the Palestinians.
But it's interesting to note that a lot of people in this country believe that the Jews control the media, when in essence the Arab lobby is much stronger than the Jewish lobby is, and you don't see things. You see Yasser Arafat on 60 Minutes chatting with Mike Wallace and telling him of he wanted to live together with beside the Israelis in peaceful coexistence, and then the same day on Palestinian TV talking in Arabic, talking about jihad and martyrdom and children sacrificing themselves to kill the Jews.
Right, and it is ironic, and what we try to do is correct that irony, and we feature interviews of Israeli government officials, Palestinian government officials, real clips from Palestinian television, real excerpts from textbooks, on, from Israeli and Palestinian textbooks, and a lot of historical footage that does not make its way into the media to try to give the average viewer, whether you're a student or an educator or a homemaker or anything, to try to give the average viewer a really understandable and really truthful depiction of what's going on.
I saw today in the Boston papers a headline, Israelis kill five Palestinians. And if you read the story, it was five Palestinians who were fully armed that were going over to a settlement to kill people. But you don't see that until you read the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of press that's coming on, and the same thing with the fence, the Israeli fence today. There was a headline in the Boston Metro that said Israeli fence called obstruction to peace and land grabbing, and there was no proof of that. This is just what they wrote and what the headline said.
Right, and you're exactly right. And oftentimes, the media enjoys an underdog, and in this situation, Israel is not seen as the underdog, but as Relentless, the movie, points out, Israel is surrounded by 22 Arab countries that are hostile, very few of which have even acknowledged that Israel has the right to exist as a country. So a lot of this is an issue of context, and through Relentless, the movie, we seek to put these things in context for every American.
People don't realize Israel is a tiny little country, and they want to divide it up to give the Palestinians a state. And I think, personally, that the Israelis would love to have a Palestinian state next to them of people who would respect them, and also would probably help their economy, would probably trade with them and really help them.
That's right, and I think you see in the film that well over half of Israelis want to see a Palestinian state side by side. Relentless shows how the Israeli leadership truly educated their community and their people for peace. And if you look at what's been going on since the Oslo Peace Accords, a lot of the things that could have been implemented, that by now there could be another state, there could be coexistence and economic cooperation, but as you see in Relentless, the leadership was so irresponsible that unfortunately we're at a situation where arguably we're worse off than we were before Oslo.
Well, the Israelis in the last peace attempt with Clinton pretty much offered to give up everything that the Palestinians wanted, and Yasser Arafat said no. So I'm thinking to myself, how can this be solved? How can this peace be brought to the land? The only way I can think of is through Israel's, military superiority, just destroying their and vanquishing their enemies so that they can get peace.
I hear what you're saying, but Israelis have such a disposition towards peaceful solutions that a military solution is not the ideal. What we want and what the Israelis want is to find a peaceful solution. And as Relentless, the movie, shows, the crux of the problem right now is education, that on the Palestinian side, innocent Palestinian children are being educated towards hatred and towards terrorism and violence. And so if there is to be a peaceful solution, it has to start with education and with responsible leadership.
Unfortunately, there is no responsible leadership, and when they try to put responsible leadership in there, Yasser Arafat removes them.
Right, and it's unfortunate, but I have to say that we as Americans need to make ourselves aware of what's going on so that we can have a role, especially since September 11th. We understand that not only is America in a more vulnerable position, but we have a responsibility to other conflicts in the world and to places that value freedom and democracy, and that, there's also the threat of a broader conflict that can engulf us, and we as Americans really need to check out a movie like Relentless, or even go to our website, by the way, which is relentlessthemovie.com, to get all those facts so that we can raise our awareness about what's going on and work towards change.
Well, I agree with you, but unfortunately, a lot of people are just prejudiced against Jewish people. And in fact, the passion in Mel Gibson's film is not helping the situation either. And I think that the tide is just against Israel. In fact, you look at Clinton and Carter and all these folks; none of them have helped Israel, and really, in terms of many things. And George Bush is not that much different than the rest of them. And as a matter of fact, Kerry talking about bringing in send Carter and Baker to the Middle East, which is they're both of them are pro-Arab. You wonder, you know, if the U.S. government's doing the right thing or if they're way off base.
It can sound discouraging, but it is a complicated situation, and I agree with you on several fronts, and I think that's why we as Americans need to go out there and get clarity, get the real facts that are available. We're now making them available. I mean, this is a cutting-edge film. A lot of this footage has never been seen before in the United States. A lot of it, I mean, the vast majority of it is not in English, and there are not ways to translate it readily. So we are making it available through Relentless the Movie to all Americans of all backgrounds so that Americans can have the tools to call for change and to call for the American government to help bring about that change.
I must tell you that I watched the first 2 minutes of the film, and I thought it was so anti-Israel that I shut it off. And my wife said to me, you know, you really should watch the whole thing. And when I did, it was very balanced, and it's actually very a really good film. It's called Relentless, The Struggle for Peace in the Middle East. And it's a DVD that's available. Now, I assume they can just go to the website and order it there,
sure.
Or is it available in stores as well?
Sure, it's available on the website. That's www.relentlessthemovie.com. And you can get it in video or DVD there.
Yeah, it's a really good film. I highly recommended it because I learned so many things I didn't really realize.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to look at it. And if you anybody that wants to go to relentlessmovie.com can also find extra background material, extra clips from Palestinian television, and really get the facts and statistics and tools needed to examine how each side has lived up to their promises.
What was your function in this whole movie?
I served as a senior content advisor, having worked a lot on college campuses and with adult audiences across America. And we found, really, when we were looking for trends, that a lot of Americans are subjected to coverage on major news agencies, and that consequently, the majority of Americans have a very superficial understanding of current events in the Middle East. Further, we came to understand that the coverage was biased. Most importantly, that all people needed was a little bit of background information to have a better idea of what was going on and to make an educated decision regarding their opinion on the Middle East. So this led to the creation of this professional production, Relentless.
I remember a few years ago that there was a Palestinian press agency that said that the Israelis had bombed a hospital and killed many people.
Mm-hmm.
And after a lot of research, 2 years later, it came out that was a munitions, you know, area, and it was never reported. They never corrected the story. That kind of thing really sticks in my head.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And if you look at the transparency of Israel, almost every major Israeli paper that's written in Hebrew, you can get in English online. Almost everything that goes on in Israel, you can hear about here as an average American, because Israel is a democracy, and Israel has free speech and free press. Unfortunately, on the other side, there's not as much access to media, and it's not as much access to what's really going on. So we seek to sort of level the playing field and bring out that never-seen-before footage, and that's what we bring out in Relentless.
Well, it's an excellent film. I highly recommend it. But there's just so many facets to the story, and unfortunately, it's going to just keep going over and over again.
It's true, but we have work that we can be doing, and if you'll take a chance to check out the movie Relentless, then you can take it, you can set up a community screening with it, you can send it to other people, your friends, family, and we really need to work together so that not only do we recognize the importance of understanding, but that we spread this message to the rest of America.
Well, I think it's a must-see for anyone who really cares about the future for Palestinians and Israelis, and by essence to us, because we saw what happened on September 11th today in Spain. Muslim extremists killed like 145 people with a bombing. It's happening all over the world, and Americans better understand who the good guys are and the bad guys are and work toward beating the bad guys.
And look, unfortunately, you know, these conflicts are going on all over the world, but they are related, and they're related by a culture of hatred and of violence. And it's not inherent. It's something that's taught by irresponsible leadership. When children are educated in their textbooks that the country they live in doesn't exist, when they're educated that violence is a legitimate tool to gain martyrdom or to gain political concessions, then they have a very warped view of the world. And it's really an educational problem that's going on in a lot of places around the world. and they all are connected, and we really have to fight that fight together.
In your mind, is the Middle East better off having a Democrat or a Republican for president in terms of trying to get a peace?
I really couldn't say. I think that what is really special about Relentless, the movie, is that if we each take it upon ourselves to have an educated idea of what's going on in the Middle East when it comes to things that happen here in America, such as the presidential election, we'll vote not only with our hearts, but we'll vote with our heads, and we'll make a responsible decision.
Well, John Kerry came out and said he was going to use Baker and Carter and then change his mind. And then, of course, he said that the Israeli fence was an impediment to peace. And then, before a Jewish audience, he said it was a great idea. So,
right, and
we know where he stands.
You know, that's what happens in
nowhere.
An election. So,
He stands nowhere. That's where he stands. But yeah. I don't know where Bush stands either. So, I guess we're either way.
What we have to do is we have to make our politicians stand somewhere, and we have to make them accountable for what they're saying, and we have to make them help Israel and help the Palestinians, too, bring about change so that the world is a safer place to be in.
Yeah, the Palestinian people are just as much victims as Israelis are, and they need to get better leadership there to help themselves.
It's true, and there definitely has been pain on both sides, and it's painful for me when helping put together this film to see what the people on both sides are subject to. But when it comes to the question of responsibility, I think Relentless, the movie, really comes out there and shows that where the irresponsibility is and where the fault lies, and hopefully the viewer will come away from Relentless and feel that they can help affect change.
Well, I know we're going to put a link to RelentlessTheMovie.com on the website.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And it's a great film. I got to tell you, it made me think, and that's, I think, the most important thing it can do.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate if everybody checks out the website, RelentlessTheMovie.com.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.